Bible prophecy written thousands of years ago is being fulfilled before our very eyes in our newspapers, on TV broadcasts, and worldwide on the internet. The secular news media and most of the prophetic voices today are predicting gloom and doom. But Hank Kuhneman, who has in the past been accurate in his prophecies, is saying that these are going to be the best times for believers in the history of the church.
Hi, I'm Hank Kuhneman. I want you to join me on It's Supernatural as I share with you some good news for the end times.
Is there a supernatural dimension? A world beyond the one we know? Is there life after death? Do angels exist? Can our dreams contain messages from heaven? Can we tap into ancient secrets of the supernatural? Are healing miracles real? Sid Roth has spent over 35 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
Hank Kuhneman, one of the first times we got together and we started ministering, you gave me a personal prophecy. And I have to tell you, I've been around a long time. And so I hear the prophecies, and I know the ones that miss it and the ones that get it. And unfortunately, too many miss it. But Hank said to me, you know, Sid, it was right after we did, I believe, a radio show. He said, you know, Sid, I see you not being, he didn't use this word, I will, a wandering Jew going from one studio to another to do your television show. You're going to have your own studio. You're going to have your own, the Lord's telling me you're going to have your own equipment. And do you remember telling,
yes,
prophesying that?
Yeah, I do remember that.
You even went a step further, though. He told me the name of the person that was going to sell me this studio. The studio you see today, he prophesied before I even knew about it. There are so many prophecies I'd like to talk to you about, but one in particular, for Oral Roberts to talk about you being the most accurate prophet he knows, you actually, if I understand right, according to my notes, you prophesied his death?
Yeah. When I was in his home, actually.
Tell me about that.
Yeah, his wife had gone home to be with the Lord. And I said to him, I said, Oral, you know, he really wanted to go be with his wife. And I said to him, what are you going to do? He was 89 years old. I said, what are you going to do when you're 91? And there shall be the sounds of Christmas bells. And just before Christmas, there shall be a gathering of angels. And there shall be a welcoming home of you as one of God's great generals that have walked this earth. And he actually died December 15th on my dad's birthday.
Now, I was told.
At 91.
I was told.
And he didn't want to live.
Yeah, that's why. Yeah. That's why I was told. He got upset with Hank because he was ready to see his wife and go to heaven.
Yeah. Really? That's right. Yeah, he was ready to go then, but the Lord told him what age.
Well, there's so many other things we can talk about. Just to kind of establish the authenticity of your words, you had some prophecies over. Former President Bill Clinton. Tell me about that.
You know, I was in doing series of meetings in the southern part of the United States, and I was praying for one particular meeting, and all of a sudden I went into a vision. And this was back, I think, around the 1995-ish, right, Rod, when Bill Clinton. And I saw him actually open a door and walk into what looked like a hallway or a closet. And a young woman with dark hair met him. And the word of the Lord said, what shall be done and is being done in the high office of the land shall release the spirit of perversion upon the nation. And we've seen how that has been the case. And you know, obviously there is the Lord's, you know, forgiveness for such a thing. But it did release a lot on the nation, you know, that we're still dealing with today. So, yeah, that was one prophecy that did happen.
Did you see that he would win two times?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I did. Back to back.
I'll tell you, one of the biggest questions I have is there are so many prophets prophesying destruction. I've had them on my show. Sure. I love them. They're wonderful men and women of God. And here's you saying things are, this is the best time we've ever had on planet Earth. How come so many are seeing gloom and doom?
Well, let me tell you about an experience that the Lord, this was just recently. I went before the Lord and he was grieved for 2 days. And I kept pressing God, saying, God, I want an answer. What are you grieved about? And the Lord began to deal with me. And he said, Hank, he said, too many are prophesying the obvious. If I say to you, Sid, that there are going to be more droughts, if there's going to be more school shootings, unfortunately, you know, you would say, well, wow, well, that's obvious. We're in a season that's evil, but God is invading it with his good. And so the Lord said, there's many that are prophesying according to the spirit of fear. You know, fear is a very powerful spirit. It's a spirit, and it's what is the enemy is using to push back the glory. He said, so many are prophesying.
Excuse me. That was too good to slip over so fast.
Yeah.
You're saying to me that the enemy is using a lot of this. They don't even need prophets. You just watch the news.
Right.
To push back the glory. Why does this negativity push back the glory?
Well, let me give you an example, because in Y2K, you remember Y2K?
Of course. We all do.
I had a visitation from the Lord, and there was a scroll given to me by an angel in the vision, and it said, tell my people that this is not going to be as they say, and tell the people that fear, the spirit, is trying to push back the glory, and the spirit of fear is trying to cross the new millennial line ahead of my church. And is using the church, because see, Jesus said, when two or more agree as touching any one thing upon this earth, it will be established. When we got into agreement with the spirit of fear, watch this. We got into agreement with the spirit of fear. It unleashed the spirit of fear. And a year later, our towers fell in New York City. And we still are battling that spirit that was allowed to come when we were storing up and looking at things by way of fear rather than, does God have a plan for the new millennium? And so the Lord was saying, even with the prophets, you know, he said, we have to be wise, because prophecy and tapping into the prophetic is like a radio. It's frequencies. And Moses had to go above the dark cloud where God was to get a different perspective or a higher perspective. There is a realm, if we're not careful, we as prophets can hear the secrets of God. We can also hear the plans of the enemy. And if we're not careful, we can prophesy the plans of the enemy as if it's the spirit of God. And that's why sometimes there's a confusion. So God is saying we need to come up higher.
We have to tap into the right frequency.
Right.
I can see that, because if you agree with the spirit. Oh, someone's neck was just healed. If you agree with the spirit of God, if two or more agree touching any one thing, it'll happen. What if you agree with the spirit of the God with a small g of this age? You see, I believe the media and unfortunately many prophets are tapping into the second heaven rather than higher up, the third heaven, where God is. When we come back, I want Hank to answer that question, because he's heard from God on this. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
Most of the prophetic voices we are hearing today are predicting gloom and doom. But Prophet Hank Kuhneman is saying that these are going to be the best times for believers in the history of the church. Call now and get Hank Kuhneman's anointed 5-part audio CD prophetic teaching set, Good News for the End Times. It is only available for our It's Supernatural audience, plus Brenda Kuhneman's 365-day devotional book, The Daily Prophecy, Your Future Revealed Today, and this exclusive audio CD where Hank shares God's prophetic plan for 2016. All yours for a donation of $50. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9384. Through Hank's timely 5-part prophetic audio CD teaching and bonus audio CD, you will find out what the future holds for America, Israel, and the world. Understand that we are not to come into agreement with the spirit of this age, which is the spirit of fear. Learn that as you promote the goodness of the Lord, then you will see His glory manifested in signs, wonders, and miracles. Plus, you will receive Brenda Kuhneman's 365-day devotional book, The Daily Prophecy, Your Future Revealed Today. Imagine starting every day with a specific word of prophecy from the Lord. Many people feel that God is speaking directly to them when they read these daily prophecies. Each daily word of prophetic scripture includes a prayer that you can decree over yourself, focusing on receiving your breakthrough in the areas of finances, emotional and physical healing, better relationships, success in your career, and so much more. Don't miss out on getting Hank Kuhneman's anointed five-part audio CD prophetic teaching set, Good News for the End Times. It is only available for our It's Supernatural audience. Plus, Brenda Kuhneman's 365-day devotional book, The Daily Prophecy, Your Future Revealed Today. And this exclusive audio CD, where Hank shares God's prophetic plan for 2016. All yours for a donation of $50. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9384. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9384 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
You know, I wish you could hear the conversations I have with my guests during break time, because some of the best stuff we do is during that time. For instance, Hank said to me during the break, accuracy isn't the only barometer to measure a prophet by, because if you remember, it was Balaam prophesied accurately. But so what is it besides accuracy? You were telling me God spoke
Balaam
to you.
Balaam was a very accurate false prophet, okay? The Lord said this to me. He said, accuracy, yes, is important, but authority. And when Jesus spoke, they didn't say, who is this that speaks with such accuracy? They said, who is this that speaks with such authority? And I believe that you'll be able to feel on the prophecies that are given, the authority, that which comes from heaven, prophets of the Lord versus prophets of the land. There is a difference.
Okay, Obamacare. What did God tell you about it?
Well, one of the prophecies that the Lord gave is that Obamacare, it will be repealed. Now, when that's going to happen, I'm not sure, but I will say this. Will it be repealed? Yes, that was the prophecy. Does that mean that it's going to be overthrown? Does that mean that there's going to be something else in its place? All I know is, however it shakes out, it will be repealed.
What about you were really grieved when the same-sex marriage was approved by the Supreme Court, and God spoke to you about that.
Yeah, I spent 2 days with the Lord, and I said, God, what is wrong? And I said, Lord, what were you thinking? And he said, obviously the White House knew the outcome, just like God did, because they had the lights that shone with the colors of the rainbow. But I said, Lord, but...
Whoa. I hope you caught that, what he just said. They knew before the public knew. They had everything set up for those colors.
And so I said, Lord, I said, people are calling me on the phone saying, America is now finished. I said, God, what do you say about this? What do you think? And you know what God said to me? He surprised me, Sid. I said, Lord, what did you do? He said, I turned and I looked at the mercy seat. And I remembered my covenant that I have with my son, Jesus Christ. You see, what overcomes evil? The Bible says it's good that overcomes evil. It's the goodness of God that leads men to repentance. God doesn't like certain things, but it's his goodness that will lead men to repentance. That's why Jesus went about doing good, Acts 10:38, and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. The Spirit of God says, why do you fear? What is it about those in this earth at this time that are fearing, says the Lord? Why do you fear North Korea? Why do you fear Russia? Why do you fear those who desire to come against the apple of my eye, Israel? For God says, do you think that I have lost control? For I tell you in this time that I have an arsenal, a host that is standing upon the horizon of this planet that are ready to shift things in favor of me and of the risen Christ Jesus. Do you not understand that in this moment of time that this earth is being awakened to my goodness and to my power and to my glory? For my glory, yes, it shall come, and it shall overcome the darkness, and you will see the manifestations of my power in unusual ways and unusual places. And God says it shall deal and grab a hold of the spirit of fear by its neck, for it shall lose control because of my goodness and my glory that are coming upon this earth.
So give me some advice. You're watching CNN, you're watching Fox, you're watching news, you're talking to most Christians, you're listening to most prophets, and it sounds like it's the end of the world. It sounds like the worst times. It sounds like everyone's going to be beheaded by ISIS. How should we react? What should we do?
Well, Jesus said it. He said, Luke 21, he said, men's hearts are going to fail because they're looking at the things that are coming hereafter the earth. This is where prophets have to be careful, and we in the body of Christ. We can't spend all of our time listening to the news report and getting the reports of this realm. We've got to start going up higher and getting the perspective of God. That's why Moses had to go up above the dark cloud. But here's the thing. Matthew 24, people quote that all the time. Even the disciples were saying, when's the end of the age? You know, Jesus said there'll be wars, rumors of wars, right. Nations in perplexity, earthquakes in various places. And then he said, but the end is not yet. But he says something in verse 14 that we completely pass over. He says, this gospel of the good news, promote my good, this gospel of my kingdom, the good news of my kingdom shall be preached as a witness. What witness? The witness of the demonstration of the power of God mixed with the good news of God. Then the end shall come. We need to promote his good. We need to declare his goodness. Proclamation and his goodness go together. For example,
what do you mean by proclamation?
Well, Jesus goodness? Went into the temple, Luke 4:18. He said, he proclaimed, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. He proclaimed it. He said it. We have to say it. He said, he's anointed me, what? To preach the gospel. There's the good news again to the poor. When Moses wanted to see the glory, Exodus 33:18, the next verse, God said, I'll cause my goodness. I'll proclaim and cause my goodness to pass before thee. There's something that God does when we start declaring his goodness. For example, the Lord said, quit cursing America. Bless America. I remember one time, Sid, I was praying in my brown, at that time I had a brown sofa. And the curtains began to blow, and there was an aroma that filled. You know how the Bible calls them the rose of Sharon? It smelled like a rose smell. Beautiful smell. The curtains began to blow. Jesus walked in. And I tell you, he put his hand on my shoulders, and I buried my face in the couch. I was so afraid, and I trembled like a young child. It felt like I was out of control. He put his hands on me. He said, I called you to be a prophet to this nation. I called you to be a prophet to the nations. But he said, I want you to understand about America, Hank. And he held out his hand. He said, I still hold in my hand the sands and the prayers and the tears of your forefathers and the sand that are soaked with the tears and the prayers of your forefathers. I still hold them in my hand. You see, God is looking at this nation and the earth from a whole different perspective. He's wanting to bring his good that overcomes the evil. He's wanting to bring his glory. You know, one of the ways to bring his glory is through, again, proclamation. Proclamation
so how about
his glory.
Well, how about the reverse? If you proclaim fear. Doom and gloom
exactly.
And fear, you bring that.
That's why we're seeing what we're seeing in the earth today. People going the way of fear. And what it's doing, and God even spoke one day, and he said these words, and I want you to hear this. He said, why are they stealing the future from the children of this generation and the next? It gives them no hope. It gives them no future when you tell them that, you know, there's no good anymore. Everything's just going to go bad. Well, if that's the case, then why doesn't the Lord come for us? It's because he has a plan. Listen, Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. Let me quote this. It says, unto us a child is born, talking about our Messiah. Unto us a son is given. The government, the kingdom shall be upon his shoulders. And it says, and of this kingdom that's on his shoulders, it shall increase. As long as God's church is here in the earth, we don't need to go anywhere. We don't need to be afraid. It's going to continually increase. And the Bible says in verse 7 of Isaiah 9, it will have no end.
When we come back, I'm going to ask Hank what he sees for 2016.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
If you love watching our It's Supernatural TV program, you can now watch hundreds of archive programs online, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on your computer, your smartphone, your iPad, or your favorite tablet.
ISN will be the vehicle to equip you to being normal. Normal as defined by the Bible.
Just log on to SidRoth.org/ISN.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
And now, I don't want Ryan to feel a little rejected. Now, Ryan, I missed you. Your question the last time.
No, I appreciate it.
You appreciate that I missed it?
No, I appreciate you asking me a question. I need a job.
Okay, what question do you have for
this, a lot of people are asking this, Hank. Do you see persecution coming to Christians in America?
Yeah, I see persecution coming everywhere. That's one of the results of the glory coming. If you remember when the power of God began to flow in the early church, the Bible says around Acts chapter 8 that great persecution broke out as well. But here's the thing that God has promised. He has promised to shut his people in like he did with Noah and lift us up. There's a protection that God is bringing even over his people. And never forget, the Bible says, count it all joy when you, are persecuted. There's a greater measure of glory that comes. So I think it's going to go together. Yeah, this has been a very interesting year because, you know, Joel chapter 2 is a good way to describe this year. Joel chapter 2, verse 2, it says, it's a day of darkness and gloom. Okay? So you hear some people only prophesying that. But then it says, same verse, and of clouds and thick darkness. We think they're all together. But the darkness and gloom is separate from the clouds and thick darkness. The clouds and thick darkness are the same Hebrew words when God came down and visited his people upon Mount Sinai. It's also the same word for the thick darkness that showed up in 2 Chronicles 6:1 when the glory came into the temple and Solomon said, this thick dark cloud is the glory of God. So there's a mixture. God is bringing glory in the midst of the doom and gloom and evil. But as I said before, see, this is so powerful. 16 also is the number of love. And God, you know, there's, you know, John 3:16, God so loved the world. 16 verses of the love chapter. God is going to hold his people in a place of divine favor and grace and protection in 2016. Even in the midst of chaotic and even at times frightful events that take place. Because listen, was everything always good with Jesus? No. Acts 10:38, he went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Do you know what's going on? Luke 13, verse 1, it says that Pilate was killing the Galileans, mingling their blood. It says that the towers fell in verse 4 and 5 of that same verse. 18 people died. It was their 9/11. It was their New York towers. But yet, Jesus still went around promoting good and operating in the glory that was manifesting everywhere he went, and nothing could stop it. And I believe that those that are promoting the good, it takes a lot to promote the good in the midst of evil and perverse generation.
But wait a second. Have you ever heard the phrase, God will have to apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah if he doesn't destroy America?
Really, the way I look at it is look at what they were doing in Sodom and Gomorrah. It was so bad when the angels appeared, they were desiring to have them in a perverted way. We haven't yet reached that level. But I will say this. God is looking for something that if Abraham would have pushed God, if he would have just, see, we get into the numbers game. Well, it's based on, all many righteous. The other thing is, there was an outpouring of the Holy Spirit I saw, Sid. And it was spilling out over into the streets, just like in the days of the upper room. A major outpouring of the Spirit of God.
You know, I see that in Israel, too. I see a major move of God's Spirit, a revival. And I see the Jewish people, we were given a mantle to preach the gospel to the Gentiles. We did a good job, but then the Gentiles took over, but we never finished. And I see fiery evangelists coming from the nation of Israel that are going to shake the world. Hank, tell me a bit about what God is speaking to you about America.
America's in a place now of God bringing it back to where it needs to be. And the Lord said, I'm going to cause angels to put one foot on one side of the bank and the other side of the bank. I'm going to hold the rivers to its place. There's going to be volcano eruptions. Now, people are automatically saying, oh, yeah, and there's one that's going to, you know, take out whole cities and stuff. God didn't say it to me that way. He said volcano eruptions to mark interruptions and divine disruptions. The Lord is going to do this and cause them to begin to come to the top. And others, by just his look, he's going to hold the earth still and the mountains from blowing their top, just by the look of his eyes. So we're going to see in America a lot of chaotic events, but you're going to start seeing a lot of outpouring of the glory of God. And there is a shift, like it was in the days of Dagon, when they put the Ark of the Covenant next to Dagon. Dagon fell. This is what we're coming into, where these false idols and things that the enemy's trying to set up in this land has no chance against Jesus and its glory.
Let me tell you something. The presence of God is so strong in this studio. Ask Jesus to forgive you of your sins. Ask him to cleanse you. Tell them you're sorry. Ask them to come inside and be your Lord. Get real with God and watch God get real with you. There is no peace in anything this world has to offer but the Sar Shalom, the Prince of Peace, Jesus the Messiah, our righteousness.
Bible prophecy written thousands of years ago is being fulfilled before our very eyes in our newspapers, on TV broadcasts, and worldwide on the internet. The secular news media and most of the prophetic voices today are predicting gloom and doom. But Hank Kuhneman, who has in the past been accurate in his prophecies, is saying that these are going to be the best times for believers in the history of the church. Call now and get Hank Kuhneman's anointed five-part audio CD prophetic teaching set, Good News for the End Times. It is only available for our It's Supernatural audience, plus Brenda Kuhneman's 365-day devotional book, The Daily Prophecy, Your Future Revealed Today, and this exclusive audio CD where Hank shares God's prophetic plan for 2016. All yours for a donation of $50. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9384. Through Hank's timely five-part prophetic audio CD teaching and bonus audio CD, you will find out what the future holds for America, Israel, and the world. Understand that we are not to come into agreement with the spirit of this age, which is the spirit of fear. Learn that as you promote the goodness of the Lord, then you will see His glory manifested in signs, wonders, and miracles. Hear a special prophetic word of hope from the Lord delivered through Hank Kuhneman for you to share with your loved ones and friends. Understand how to be a part of the greatest revival yet to come in the history of the church. Plus, you will receive Brenda Kuhneman's 365-day devotional book, The Daily Prophecy, Your Future Revealed Today. Imagine starting every day with a specific word of prophecy from the Lord. Many people feel that God is speaking directly to them when they read these daily prophecies. Each daily word of prophetic scripture includes a prayer that you can decree over yourself, focusing on receiving your breakthrough in the areas of finances, emotional and physical healing, better relationships, success in your career, and so much more.
Have you noticed that almost all the prophets are prophesying gloom and doom? Hank Kuhneman, he's saying we're coming in to some of the most amazing times that the world has ever known. And there's not even going to be room to think or concentrate on any. Yeah, some bad things may be happening. But he's saying what he is hearing, and it's different from all of the others. I'm going to tell you something. You're going to have hope and victory after you hear what God has revealed to Hank Kuhneman.
Don't miss out on getting Hank Kuhneman's anointed five-part audio CD prophetic teaching set, Good News for the End Times. It is only available for our It's Supernatural audience. Plus, Brenda Kuhneman's 365-day devotional book, The Daily Prophecy, Your Future Revealed Today. And this exclusive audio CD where Hank shares God's prophetic plan for 2016. All yours for a donation of $50. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9384. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural, P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9384 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
Next week on It's Supernatural, when the devil himself knocks on your door, what happens if there is a way to stop him cold? My guest says yes. Do you want to find out how?
Yeah!